From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, the bad economy isn't bad for everyone. Investors are buying up U.S. dollars. They're making a comeback.
But first, the economy is bad for General Motors. The company's auditors say there is substantial doubt GM can survive. It has until the end of this month to present its restructuring plans in order to receive $30 billion in additional aid from the federal government. Without that money, GM says it will go bankrupt. Micheline Maynard covers the auto industry for the New York Times, and she joins us now. And Micheline, what is the likelihood GM will receive this additional $30 billion and survive?
Well, it's something that's being debated as we speak. General Motors officials and others were scheduled to meet today with the auto panel. It's a group of officials that President Obama has put together to look at this very subject, whether General Motors and Chrysler deserve to get more assistance from the government.
So if they say yes, GM can receive this money, does that mean it's out of the woods or could it still declare bankruptcy?
It actually doesn't. And General Motors did a securities filing today with the SEC. And in it, it said that even if it gets federal assistance, that the auto market is so bad that a further deterioration in the car market could also drive it into Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
So even with all this federal money, it could just still go out of business?
No. And people misunderstand Chapter 11. It's an opportunity to reorganize under court protection. And a lot of the airlines went through it. I covered a lot of those cases for the New York Times. And it really does give you an opportunity to shed unprofitable parts of your business and get going again. The only problem is a lot of times you see labor contracts go into the chopper. The workers end up with sharply lower benefits and pay, and suppliers may not make out very well, dealers may not make out very well. So GM has been warning that this is a very dire prospect that they'd like to avoid.
Speak to me a little bit about what's going on with the unions, because I know that is a really big sticking point, even though GM has said it is cutting tens of thousands of jobs this year and shutting many auto plants. What more can it wring from the unions?
Well, we got a peek of what they could try to get from the unions in a deal that the United Auto Workers Union made with Ford Motor Company. And at the heart of the deal was a restructuring of something called Aviva, which is a big health care fund that takes the burden away from Ford and puts it on the UAW's shoulders, essentially. Now, what Ford agreed to do, what the union agreed to accept, was more Ford stock in lieu of cash. The problem with General Motors is if you agree to that, General Motors files for bankruptcy protection, essentially the value of common stock is wiped out. And so the UAW is likely to demand something in return from General Motors for getting this assistance.
I remember last year, at the end of last year, when the automakers were testifying and they said bankruptcy is just not acceptable because that would send a message to the public that they shouldn't buy the cars anymore because they couldn't rely on the automaker to service the cars or to be around. What do the automakers and GM, what do they say now about that?
Well, they're still saying that bankruptcy is a terrible option and that car sales would probably dry up. But, you know, car sales are drying up anyway because of the economy. We're having the lowest selling rate since the early 1980s. And I think last month Ford Motor Company sales alone were down 50%. So this is almost like a preview of what would happen in bankruptcy if people just say, I don't have the confidence in you to buy your cars. I think the bigger issue is that consumers can't get loans that they can afford or leases that they can afford. So they're sitting on their hands. In a sort of perverse sense, this wouldn't be a bad time to file for bankruptcy because people aren't really buying a lot of vehicles anyway.
Micheline Maynard covers the auto industry for the New York Times. Thank you.
My pleasure.